Okay.
I got some other crap here, but it's not really anything important. So let's go to Ray Tucker, who's on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Check Hotline. And tonight, he'll be counting lures with his friends on a brand new outdoor show that you can listen to right here on The Buzz following Hooton's Arkansas football at 7 o'clock.
Which... See, most people count fish, guys, not the lures.
That's it.
But you guys are too entertaining for me to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
We got problems. I love having you on the show, and I'm excited about the show tonight. So it begins this evening at 7:30. It will continue at 7:30 until football season's over. Then they'll move it to the 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock slot. But tell us what we can expect to hear, because here's the deal, Ray. Pat and I are both, I would say, enthusiastic about outdoors and fishing. However, we're both ignoramuses when it comes to that and many other things. Can I learn what I need to do when I'm out and about on the streams and bayous and lakes of Arkansas?
We will touch on that throughout our shows. Tonight we're going to focus on George Cochran, who is a two-time Bassmasters champion. He's won three major events, not major events, I guess maybe you call the World Series of Bass Fishing, the First Wood Tour. And so George is very successful, and we've been friends for a long, long time. I've known him since he worked for the railroad in North Little Rock, and he's won over $2 million out on the circuit. And so he's retired over in Hot Springs, a super guy. And we'll talk with George about various things such as fall fishing. And when the water temperatures change, do you need to fish? And things along that line. George is also a very avid hunter. And so it's amazing, Justin and Pat, how many seasons that we have in Arkansas. You know, people may not realize we have a bear season. We have an elk season, a duck season, a deer season, which is so huge.
Wabbit season?
I think the archery season is it. What'd you say?
Wabbit season.
Wabbit season, okay.
Yeah.
have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But one of the things we will focus on is two of the greatest assets of Arkansas is the outdoors and its people. And so we'll touch on just about anything. We are not talking about football, baseball, and basketball. This is an outdoor show.
Okay. Well, you may still get some calls. Hey, Ray, how you think the Hawks going to do this weekend? And what kind of lure you like when you're going for smallmouth?
And you cannot say I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Yeah. There's some rules. So what's the name of the show exactly?
Name of the show is Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. It's a natural.
Okay. And Brian Hendricks and who else?
Brian Hendricks and Mark Hedrick are our co-hosts.
Okay. All right.
Well, so we're excited about it. We like the opportunity to try to do this and promote the outdoors in Arkansas and our state.
I think it's going to be great. Hey, Ray, you've had a lot of great jobs in broadcasting. We were talking earlier about jobs that we hated or jobs that were difficult, because this isn't one of them. What's the toughest job you ever had growing up?
Oh, my Lord. I had a job one summer, and I was cutting sheets of aluminum that were about a half inch, and I was using a jigsaw to cut them.
Oh.
And I wouldn't go to work till like 11 o'clock at night and get off wee hours of the morning, and when you tried to read the newspaper, it would be bouncing. your eyes would still be bouncing from doing that. So that's probably the worst one I ever had.
Well, it's hard to find a pub open at 8 a.m. too, huh?
I wasn't drinking back then.
We call those the dark ages.
Hey, that may have driven me to drinking.
Yeah, that'll do it. If you're not shaky now, you will be later. I got to calm the nerves a little bit. That's
darn right.
That's tough. Well, Ray, we'll be tuned in tonight, man. Congratulations. Bye, we're excited about the new venture. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Tucker, an Arkansas gem, my friends.
Oh, he is.